This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Across the world, more than 531,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19 since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States has the highest death toll still, with more than 129,000 deaths. It is followed by Brazil with over 64,000 deaths and Britain with over 44,000 fatalities. Rising coronavirus cases in 39 U.S. states cast a shadow on 4th of July celebrations this weekend, with health experts worrying that holiday parties would quicken the infection spread after towns and cities across the country canceled fireworks displays to avoid large crowds. Many Americans got together themselves to make merry. Meanwhile, in the first 4 days of July alone, 15 states have reported record increases in new cases of COVID-19. Florida's cases have risen by over 10,000 for 3 out of the past 4 days, including climbing by 10,059 on Sunday. That surpasses the highest daily tally reported by any European country during the height of its coronavirus outbreak. Cases are also soaring in Arizona, California, and Texas. They're trending upwards in Midwest states that once had infections declining, such as Iowa, Ohio, and Michigan. U.S. President Donald Trump has refused to wear a mask in public and has been reluctant to encourage Americans to do so. He says it's a personal choice. A July 4th celebration he attended at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota was considered mask optional. And authorities in a Chinese region of Inner Mongolia issued a bubonic plague health warning on Sunday, one day after a hospital reported a case of suspected bubonic plague. The alert forbids the hunting and eating of animals that could carry plague and asks the public to report suspected cases. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Visitors to India's Taj Mahal will have to wear masks at all times and keep their distance when the 17th century monument reopens on Monday after a 3-month shutdown due to COVID-19. 5,000 tourists will be allowed in per day, split into two groups. It's a long way from peak levels of 80,000 visitors a day in the past. On Sunday, India's health ministry reported a record single-day spike of 24,850 new cases and more than 600 deaths, pushing the overall case tally to over 673,000. That closes in on Russia, the third most affected country globally. But India's government has been lifting a vast lockdown of its 1.3 billion people. It has left tens of thousands without work and shuttered businesses. While international flights remain suspended, domestic travel has been opened up, and the government is hoping visitors will start to trickle back to some popular destinations. The Ethiopian government reports on Sunday that more than 166 people were killed during anti-government protests in the country last week. This as the capital and other hotspots remain closely guarded by security forces, and a blanket internet shutdown entered its sixth day. Large protests broke out in Addis Ababa and spread to the surrounding Oromia region on Monday night after a popular Oromo musician was shot dead by unknown gunmen in a killing that the prime minister, who's also Oromo, called an evil act. The killing tapped into grievances fueled by decades of government repression and what the Oromo describe as their historic exclusion from political power. Sudan's police chief and his deputy were fired on Sunday, according to the transitional government in that country. This was days after large protests demanding more measures against officials linked to ousted President Omar al-Bashir. One person was killed and several others injured during a largely peaceful demonstrations across Sudan last Tuesday, as tens of thousands of people took to the streets demanding faster reform and a greater role for civilians in the country's transition to democracy. Protesters and pro-democracy groups link the two fired police officials with the administration of Bashir, who was removed from power in April 2019 after months of protests. A pair of rocket attacks targeted American diplomatic and military installations overnight, according to Iraq's security forces on Sunday. Since October, U.S. diplomats and troops across Iraq have been targeted by around 36 missile attacks, which Washington blames on pro-Iranian armed factions. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.